Over a third of U.S. workers are unsettled in their jobs. What does that mean? We'll tell you. It's the Business News Headlines for Wednesday, the 10th day of November. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news headlines, the Consumer Price Index is in, and one word, yikes. An iconic brand will close all but six of their stores by the end of the year. The Climate Summit in Glasgow offers a stunning report on vehicles. We'll tell you about that. Does Uber discriminate against disabled customers? We've got that story. Oil companies are in no hurry to pump more oil. We've got the Wall Street Report. And is there a link between Starbucks and Taylor Swift? We'll share that story, too. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and find socially responsible recruiting centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're along for the ride today. Hey, if you want to reach out on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, according to a new survey from the Principal Group, 34% of workers are, quote, unsettled in their jobs, end quote. That's not a good sign for employers. According to the survey, 12% of workers are looking to change jobs. 11% plan to retire or leave the workforce. And get this, 11% are on the fence. Stay or go? They're not sure. Meanwhile, 81% of employers are concerned about increased competition for talent. And it all breaks down like this. 60% of the workers surveyed say they are considering a job change because they want increased pay. 59% say they feel undervalued in their current role. 36% want to advance in their career, while 23% of the workers say they want more benefits, and 22% want a hybrid of work arrangements, think working remote or work from home. And there is one other fact that employers should know. Workers are very much aware that corporate profits have continued to skyrocket, and now they want a piece of the action. Stay tuned. While the Fed continues to say inflation is temporary, the numbers from the Consumer Price Index surprised. Consumer prices soared 6.2% in October compared to last year, accelerating from September's 5.4% year-over-year rate. It's a bigger jump than the 5.9% raise anticipated based on Bloomberg consensus data, and it represented the fastest annual raise in consumer inflation since 1990. Yahoo Finance is reporting that the staying power and magnitude of these inflationary pressures has become a critical question for market participants. With companies across industries reporting rising input costs and price hikes in order to pass on those expenses and preserve margins, things are just slated to get more expensive. While third quarter earnings results have showed that S&P 500 companies have largely been able to navigate these cost pressures, the possibility remains that lasting inflation could exert a greater impact, especially if consumers ultimately prove unwilling to pay higher prices. Now, if that happens, the economy goes into a downturn because, remember, it's consumers that move the overall GDP. Well, all that had a negative impact on the markets, and I will share those numbers with you in just a bit. Well, it has been a long fall from grace. CNN is reporting that the once mighty and iconic Kmart brand is all but done, and the company will close all but six of its stores by the end of the year. The 122-year-old company, which was purchased out of bankruptcy by Sears back in 2005, will see its last location in its home state of Michigan shutter before the end of this month. When the company first filed for bankruptcy in 2002, more than 2,100 Kmart stores were operating before shrinking to about 1,400 when Sears purchased it 3 years later. There's an interesting note about all this, that while stores here in the U.S. are closing, they are, for the time being, remaining open in Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and in Guam. Well, say goodbye to your internal combustion engine vehicle. At least that's part of what we're hearing out of the climate summit in Glasgow. The New York Times is reporting that at least six major automakers, including Ford, Mercedes-Benz, General Motors, and Volvo, and 30 national governments have pledged to work toward phasing out sales of new gasoline and diesel-powered vehicles by 2040 worldwide and by 2035 in leading markets. But before you panic, know that Toyota, Volkswagen, and the Nissan-Renault Alliance, they didn't join the pledge, which is not, by the way, legally binding. And the governments of the United States, China, and Japan, three of the largest car markets, also abstained on the vote. However, the reality is that the internal combustion engine could be seeing the end of its days in the coming decades. Speaking of vehicles, there's a stunning accusation coming out of the Justice Department that Uber discriminates against people with disabilities. Business Insider is reporting that the U.S. Department of Justice has sued Uber, accusing it of overcharging passengers with disabilities. In a statement, the Department of Justice said Uber's wait fees discriminate against people with disabilities who need more time to find their ride or to be able to get into it. The DOJ alleges that Uber violated the Americans with Disabilities Act, which outlaws discrimination based on, yes, disabilities. An Uber spokesperson rejected the notion that the company had violated the ADA, telling Insider that the wait fees were never intended to charge people who needed extra time to get into their car. Quote, "It's been our policy to refund wait time fees for disabled riders whenever they alerted us that they were charged. After a recent change last week, now any rider who certifies they are disabled will have fees automatically waived," end quote. Ride-hailing firms have been accused of discriminating against passengers with disabilities before. Earlier in 2021, Uber was ordered to pay $1.1 million to a blind passenger who was denied rides 14 times. Advocacy groups have filed class action lawsuits against the company for allegedly providing too few wheelchair-accessible vehicles. Lyft settled a suit in 2020 that alleged it discriminated against riders with walkers and wheelchairs by denying them rides. Back in the day when gas prices went up, U.S. oil producers went to work and pumped more oil. So much oil that the strategy worked so well for American drivers last decade, and it kept prices at the pump relatively low. And it was that that made the United States the king of the oil world, surpassing even Saudi Arabia and Russia in production. Well, now CNN is reporting the strategy that was great for drivers was terrible for the oil industry's bottom line. Drillers repeatedly oversupplied the market, creaning debt-ridden companies from one price crash to another. The oil and gas sector was easily the stock market's biggest loser in the 2010s. Today, the world is completely different. Gasoline prices have surged to seven-year highs, and Wall Street banks are warning that $100 or even $120 oil is on its way. Yet, U.S. oil companies are in no rush to come to the rescue, leaving the White House facing pressure from its own party to intervene in energy markets. Normally, the best cure for high prices is, well, incentivize more supply. And yet, even though U.S. oil prices have surged by more than 65% this year, U.S. oil production is about 14% below the levels of the end of the 2019 year before COVID erupted. So, you might be asking yourself, who's really in control of this? The answer is shareholders who want oil companies to quit spending money on drilling and send them more in share value. So now you know. Speaking of stocks and shares, the three major indexes were all down on the day's trade, with the Dow tanking by 240 points and ending the day at 36,079. The NASDAQ was off by even more, down 263 points and falling to 15,622, and the S&P 500 lost 38 points to end the day at 4646. And yes, it's all about inflation and the economy and supply chain and consumers, and none of it is good. And finally, there is this. Is Taylor Swift going to promote Starbucks? Business Insider is reporting that four U.S. Starbucks workers told Insider that the coffee chain is planning to release a drink in collaboration with Taylor Swift, but the company ain't talking. Taylor's drink will be a grande non-fat caramel latte, available for the remainder of the Starbucks holiday lineup. That's what workers told Insider. They were citing internal company communications. The people said the drink will debut this Friday. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing here in Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.